As of February 4, 2020, there are 11 confirmed cases of Wuhan coronavirus in the U.S., 6 in California, 2 in Illinois, and 1 each in Arizona, Washington, and Massachusetts. There have been over 20,000 confirmed cases and over 400 deaths reported worldwide. On January 30, 2020, the World Health Organization declared an international public health emergency.
I made that recording by holding my cell phone near the Alexa device on my kitchen counter on February 4, 2020. I then added a music bed and used it to open my 240th episode, Viva Coronavirus. You can find it at thatlarryshow.com in the February 2020 tab. The episode thumbnail featured my head on the Joker's body holding a bottle of Corona beer. Corona had yet to be named COVID. Few may recall this, but in the very early stages of the pandemic, along with believing the virus came from bats, there were also many who believed the virus was spread by drinking Corona beer. When I heard that factoid, I realized that the most dangerous virus on Earth was not Corona, it was, and is, stupidity. Oh, how the world has changed since then, and not for the better. For 3 years, we were lied to. Lied to by doctors, nurses, politicians, big pharma, the legacy media, and most egregiously, Joe Biden. Those who dared challenge or even question the lies, they were abused, silenced, banned, fired, stripped of credentials, mocked, persecuted, threatened, and assaulted. They were labeled anti-vaxxers, anti-science, idiots, morons, troublemakers. They were criminalized. The unvaccinated were blamed by Biden and his regime of mendacious filth for the pandemic itself. An even greater danger has emerged than the stupidity of the gullible masses. That danger is complacency of those who were wronged. A willingness to forgive the tormentors and move on. We cannot let them get away with their crimes. It's time for payback. The guilty must be punished.
The safari park.
You're killing me, Larry!
Larry. Fucking Larry.
Larry from That Larry Show.
For men with balls.
Take off your pants.
Larry, get into bed now.
Larry.
Larry. Larry.
Over 3 years have elapsed since the dawn of the Wuhan flu, that's what I called it all along, and in the heat of the lies, I was suspended from Twitter and warned by Facebook that calling it Wuhan flu was
misinformation.
Now, of course, it is widely accepted that it did in fact originate in a laboratory in Wuhan, China. Or as this guy likes to say,
China.
The virus had a greater impact on this planet than either world war or previous pandemics, including smallpox and the Black Plague. Those events delivered a much higher body count, but they did not fracture the culture. The virus made people fear each other. The forced vaccinations transformed that fear into hatred. No one on this side of the Atlantic lived in mortal terror during either world war. And even in England, as Hitler's V2 rockets pounded much of London into dust, historians agree that life in London remained far more normal during the Blitz than during COVID. People retreated to the subways and basements, but they went topside when the bombing stopped. They shook hands, hugged, helped each other, and lived quasi-normal lives in far more trying times. Global terror was ramped up by the media and politicians, but especially Biden.
For unvaccinated, we are looking at a winter of severe illness and death.
Yeah, winter of sickness and death. Hatred for the unvaccinated was encouraged by Biden multiple times.
Because what is happening in America right now is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. Let me say that again. It's a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
We have a pandemic among the non-vaccinated. If you are vaccinated, you are safe. If you are vaccinated, you have over a 98% chance of never catching the virus at all.
Soup Brain Joey blaming the unvaxxed, huh? And he must be so unlucky. He said the vaccinated were 98% safe from catching COVID. But somehow, despite his four, count them, four jabs, Joey still got COVID several times, which makes him a world-class imbecile. He even lied to himself.
Many of us are frustrated with the nearly 80 million Americans who are still not vaccinated, even though the vaccine is safe, effective, and free. We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin, and your refusal has cost all of us.
There he is, more blaming the unvaxxed again, and closing with a threat. His patience is wearing thin. Ooh. You know Joey, who thinks he's some kind of gangster. He wanted to add the or else. What could that or else have been? He might have rolled up a sleeve and exposed his crepey, mushy forearm with splotches of yucky psoriasis. Maybe turned his back to the camera and displayed that acreage on his flat, shiny skull where the hair plugs didn't take root. He might have popped out his dentures, giving the unvaxxed a big gummy grimace, huh? Oh, Joey. And Joey's many complicit minions parroted his lies like Rachel Walensky.
This is becoming a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
And the duplicitous, cretinous Liana Nguyen, further demonizing the unvaccinated.
Frankly, we know that we can't trust the unvaccinated.
And who can forget America's pocket-sized doctor who lied like a rug day in, day out.
If you get vaccinated, you are protected, even with the Delta variant.
When Joey was running for president by hiding in his basement, he doubtless swayed many voters with this line.
220,000 Americans dead. If you hear nothing else I say tonight, hear this. Anyone who's responsible for that many deaths should not remain as president of the United States of America.
And Joey promised us that he had a plan.
I'm not going to shut down the economy. I'm not going to shut down the country. I'm going to shut down the virus.
Whoa, that's a big boast. Did Joey keep that promise? Well, let's see. When Trump left office, the domestic death toll was about 400,000. The body count since Joey took the wheel in his liver-spotted bony hands was 1,123,836. With almost 750,000 dead on Joey's watch, he almost doubled Trump's tally. He was going to shut down that virus, wasn't he? 725,000 corpses later, and Joey's still taking bows and talking tough. Joey took two vax doses and two boosters and still got the coof multiple times. He came down with symptoms only 3 days after one of those boosters. But they called that a rebound case. Remember that bullshit? Not to be confused with breakthrough cases. Remember that lie? They always came up with a new euphemism to fake out those who lacked the smarts to see what was really happening, which of course was vaccine failure. It would all be very funny if not for the incalculable suffering Joey caused. Military and government workers forced to take a jab or lose their jobs. And then many of those who had no choice wound up with horrific injuries. Thousands of perfectly normal, healthy kids with zero history of cardiac ailments suddenly laid low by myocarditis. a condition all the experts downplayed.
That's nothing, kid. You'll get over it. Buck up.
There was a saturation propaganda campaign to minimize the after effects of myocarditis. The headlines from legacy media whores, and they are whores, Reuters and AP, well, they mirrored each other. In November 2021,
Reuters fact check. Most cases of myocarditis after COVID-19 vaccines are not irreversible.
The weasel word in that fact check is most. What exactly did most mean, On the very same day, the Associated Press declared,
myocarditis is often mild, contrary to online claims.
The two weasel words in that headline would be often and mild. How often? How mild? But gee whiz, back in pre-COVID vax injury days as recently as 2017, the National Institute of Health did a study on myocarditis. It spanned 10 years, nearly 1,500 subjects. And even when excluding comorbidities, a range of 10 to 20% of myocarditis patients died from cardiovascular episodes. Holy shit. Anybody want to roll the dice with those odds?
Here, take this jab, kid. It may make your heart swell up and you'll have a 1 in 5 chance of croaking, but you don't want to take a chance with a virus with a 98.6 survival rate, do ya?
Over the last 3 years, anyone with average intelligence would question the constant inconsistencies, contradictions, and flip-flops of the storyline put out by government and myriad experts. It's clear they were lying through their teeth, and they damn well knew it. Lots are now trying to backpedal with horseshit like,
we made the best judgments we could with the data available at the time.
No. They lied, and people died. Two buzzword darlings these days are accountability and consequences. Where is either? For the liars who fucked up our economy, our schools, our children, and our health. Nipple rings Cuomo, remember him? COVIDiots were masturbating to him on television, calling him
America's governor.
He was touted as the presidential candidate by the left. He's also credited with slaughtering up to 15,000 elderly by offloading highly contagious COVID patients into nursing homes. Why isn't he in jail? Where the fuck is the justice? When will the consequences be felt by these monsters? Where are the class action lawsuits with settlements in the billions, if not trillions? I'm not the only one asking these questions, but I may be one of the few doing it with clarity. The New York Post just did a story. 10 myths told by covert experts and now debunked. What a cowardly fucking headline. Myths? Myths? Neptune and Hercules and Paul Bunyan are myths. Stories made up to entertain people. But the New York Post enumerates or disgusting lies that deceived, damaged, and destroyed lives. But they lack the balls to call them lies. Here's a few of the most egregious ones. Number one, natural immunity provided little protection compared to the vaccine. Remember that? Yeah. A total lie. And every medical professional who repeated the lie should be prosecuted and jailed. Natural immunity as the best protection against reinfection has been medical canon since the beginning of medicine. Yet these lying pricks, primarily led by liar Fauci, decided they would rewrite the rules. And why not? Fauci was so arrogant. He told us that he was science.
So it's easy to criticize, but they're really criticizing science because I represent science.
Where is little Tony gone? Why isn't he at least under indictment and awaiting trial? Number two, masks prevent COVID transmission. Well, many studies proved masks did not stop transmission. A particularly exhaustive one from Oxford said so, but Walensky questioned its validity because it was randomized, when in fact randomized studies are considered the gold standard. Millions of school children were forced to wear masks. Preschoolers were unable to learn to speak because watching the mouth of the speaker is a critical element of learning to speak. Why isn't Walensky being held accountable? Unlike Dr. Jill Biden, who's no more a doctor than she's a trapeze artist, Walensky is a physician and should have known better. Where are her consequences? Third myth lie was school closures reduce transmission. Total bullshit. Many schools in Europe remained open and transmission rates were no different. Meanwhile, millions and millions of kids missed out on 2 years of in-person education and the experiences that cannot be delivered through Zoom. School plays, athletics, dances, proms, making new friends, and on and on. Who's going to give that back to those kids? Hysterical, power-crazed, lying assholes who mandated those closures should be prosecuted and jailed. 4. Myocarditis is less common from the vaccine than from the infection. Big, big lie. In addition to what we learned earlier about myocarditis, dig this. Myocarditis is 6 to 28 times more likely after the vaccine than after infection. Here's the worst of all, because it ruined more lives than the others combined. The lie that vaccination stopped the spread, and therefore vax mandates were necessary and beneficial. Joey and his regime of corrupt leftist filth decreed that all government workers, regardless of their risk or natural immunity, must take the bogus vax or be fired. He decreed that all military personnel who refused the vax would be dishonorably discharged and nurses be laid off in the middle of a staffing crisis. It has been proven again and again and again, and even on Joey's very own sagging, mushy, decrepit bag of bones body, that the vax does nothing to prevent transmission or infection. Absolutely nothing. The only claim they cling to is that the vax makes symptoms less severe, which is unprovable, counterfactual bullshit. And now, after all the damage has been done, the lost wages, ruined careers, bankrupted businesses, broken dreams, and damaged health through adverse effects, Bag of Maggots Biden has quietly withdrawn his mandate. Being a gutless punk, he laid the task off on another gutless punk, the double-masked and plastic face-shielded obese uniformed politician, Lloyd Austin. Did Large Lloyd make an apology? An admission of error? Even a tiny oops muttered under his breath? Fuck no. Rotund Lloyd does not apologize. He continues to radiate arrogance and condescension. Dig this statement from excess adipose tissue Austin.
The department's COVID-19 vaccination efforts will leave a lasting legacy in the many lives we saved, the world-class force we have been able to field, and the high level of readiness we have maintained amidst difficult public health conditions.
What a crock of shit. Austin's office did throw a few crumbs to the servicemen and women destroyed by Joey's mandate. He said that, quote,
service members who receive general discharges for failing to obey orders to get vaccinated may petition their service discharge review board for correction of records to upgrade their discharge characterizations.
Oh, how generous. Not a blanket reversal of punishment, but Lloyd will allow the people he fucked over to beg some bureaucrat to upgrade their
discharge characterizations.
That's not good enough, Lloyd. You need to give them back pay, reinstatement of their rank and time accrued toward pensions, and a heartfelt apology and a prolonged and sloppy blowjob on your knees. That should do it, soldier. By the way, Lloyd's military career is devoid of any combat experience. Yeah, he visited a few hotspots, but he never got any closer to action than he has to a BMI under 30. So here we are. The pandemic is over. So over that Johns Hopkins no longer tracks infection or death rates. And the US of A, led by Joey, fucked it up more than any nation on Earth. India's population is 4 times that of America, but somehow they had less than half our COVID fatalities. No nation of any size equaled our mortality rate. Yet Joey struts around, staggers around, grinning like some hero, and he wants another 4 years in the White House. What he deserves is prison for what's left of his atrocious life. Instead, his predecessor is under indictment for delivering 4 years of peace and prosperity, prosecuted by an overfed, unaccomplished commie scumbag who is himself a criminal. You cannot make this shit up. But it's real. America had better wake up right now. Hey, thanks for hanging with me once again. It's always great to be with you. Stop by the homepage at thatlarryshow.com for more content and commentary. If you enjoyed what you just heard, click the Patreon or PayPal button and help support the show. Come on. Is there another show out there that brutalizes the guilty like this one? No. So help me keep the pressure on and donate. Post about the show on your social media. Email a link to friends. Leave a 5-star review wherever you download. It all helps and it's all appreciated. If you want to write, it's thatlarryshow@gmail.com. My friends, the garbage now operating the levers of power all across the globe got a taste of absolute power through pandemic fear-mongering. If we let them slide, we're fucked forever. Let's get those who spent the last 3 years getting us. Lock them up. I'll see you next Wednesday or thereabouts. And until that time, take no shit.